T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Thursday night to you. I hope you've had a good Thursday. I hope everything's going smooth. If anything, let me help you out. I'm only going to be here for one more hour. Much love to everybody listening all over North America. You could be here in Atlanta, Georgia with me. You could be in Baltimore, Maryland. You could be in Hawaii. You could be in San Diego. You could be in Texas, Louisville, Alabama. Shout outs to super producer and host Ryan Hickey in New York, all of our listeners in Canada, just everywhere. You can always listen to this show all 4 hours on the free Odyssey app. You can also hit rewind on the free Odyssey app, and you can listen to our conversation with Damar Hamlin. Damar Hamlin joined us earlier on in the show. We talked about some of the NBA action that will take place tomorrow. No NBA games tonight. We got the battle for the eighth seeds tomorrow. Exciting. No Jimmy Butler, no Zion Williamson. The Bulls are going to take on the Heat for the final spot in the East. And then you think about the West, you're going to have the Pelicans taking on the Kings with no Zion Williamson. The real first round of the NBA playoffs, they get going on Saturday. Also, we're exactly a week away from the NFL draft. Earlier on in the show, we took a look at some of the teams that will be looking for some quarterbacks, looking for some help, maybe even looking to make some trades. You know what? Speaking of the Buffalo Bills, we know that Stephon Diggs is no longer on that team. And their general manager, Brandon Bean, he spoke earlier today, and he told everybody, yeah, we don't have Stephon Diggs, but we don't need no number one wide receiver. Listen to this man. You think he's telling the truth?
What you need are guys that, in this offense, that are smart, versatile, selfless, and can make the plays that their skill set allows them to make. And if it's a tall guy that's going to, you know, Josh is going to throw up a 50-50 ball, he's got to come down with it. If it's a guy that we want to get the ball in his hands and when we need some rack, he's going to do that. I think that's what we're looking for. You know, if there's a one that pops up either in, you know, free agency or draft that makes sense for us or a really good two, you know, we'll do it. But I don't think having a one or not having a one, Matt, doesn't mean we can't have success, you know, on offense or as a team.
Look, executives in sports lie all the time. Oh, they do. An executive, a general manager, they're going to tell you a lie. You know, I can't. By the time we get to Monday, one of the quarterbacks is going to have like, they're going to be like, oh, his hands are too small. By the time we get to Tuesday, there's going to be a quarterback who they go, oh, he's too stupid to play quarterback. Everybody's lying. Everybody's trying to get a leg up on the competition, try to get whatever advantage they need to be in a great position to get the results out of the NFL draft that they want. I mean, look, Brandon Bean wasn't the only guy to talk today who represents the Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen spoke today, and you listen to him. He threw roses at Stephon Diggs. He was very nice and complimentary to the man. You tell me if he's telling the truth. Because he basically said, oh, yeah, it was real tough to watch Stephon Diggs get traded away.
Definitely hard to part ways with a guy that's been very instrumental in our success here over the last 4 years. And, again, I can't thank him enough for when he came in and how hard he worked and what he taught me along the years. And, obviously, I wish we can keep everybody. You know, we've made a lot of changes this offseason, lost a lot of veteran leadership, Steph being one of them. I guess that's the nature of the business, and going into year 7 now, it's just kind of is what it is. You know, I don't get paid to make changes on the team. I get paid to be the best quarterback that I can be and try to lead the guys on this team.
I don't know how they're going to do with no Stephon Diggs. They could talk about Kincaid and spreading the ball around as much as they want. They didn't get better as a team with no Stephon Diggs. They did not. They lost talent. Unless somebody else is going to step up that we don't know about. But that's why they play the games. Let's see if they can do it. I know with Stephon Diggs, they couldn't go out there and beat Patrick Mahomes. Everybody trying to build their teams to become champions next week. And by the way, here on the Infinity Sports Network, we have you covered during the first round of the draft. Myself and Bart Winkler will be here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, breaking down the draft, giving you every selection in the first round. And so if you want some coverage, if you want to know what the hell is going on, make sure you're tuned in here to the Infinity Sports Network. I will be here holding you down on the draft, even starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Bart Winkler will come through and join 2 hours afterwards at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 Eastern time for the draft show. We got you here on the Infinity Sports Network. We've had a busy show. We talked about Caitlin Clark making all this money, making a major money. Looks like she has a Nike deal in front of her, and people are talking about who else deserves a deal. It's just like, ain't nobody else like Caitlin Clark. Why are we even having this conversation? And then as we continue on with the show, I got to tell you about an NHL team that's going to be moving. And then, of course, I'm going to share with you some things that took place this day in sports history. Congratulations. It is April 18th. By the time we get to, quote unquote, Earth Day, at least it's a Saturday, right? Maybe some people will have an opportunity to enjoy, let's just say, the Earth. I love the Earth. Anyway, you want to holler at me? I'm on social media at JR Sport Brief. The phone number here at the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Alan is here from Birmingham, Alabama. Alan, you're on the JR Sport Brief show. What's up?
What's up, JR? How are you?
Amazing.
Hey, about this UFL, yes. McMahon had the XFL. Group of investors joined and created the USFL, which is where it came from. XFL folded. Dwayne Johnson now owns the XFL.
Alan, that's years and years ago. I'm talking about right now today.
Yeah, he merged the two that became the UFL. He kept four teams from the USFL, four teams from the XFL. Michigan survived from the USFL. And he called it the UFL.
Yeah, I get all of that. So why the hell does a Michigan team in the UFL have a tag that still says USFL?
That's just poor social media management.
There you go. That's what I'm saying.
You've got the two-time defending champion down here in Birmingham being led by Adrian Martinez. They're all about it down here.
About what?
Winning.
I wouldn't know. Y'all are next door to me. I would not know. What's the name of Alabama's team? Were they Birmingham? What are they called?
The Birmingham Stallions.
Okay. All right. Have you been to a game?
Yes, sir.
Where do they play at?
They play at Progressive Field.
Oh, okay. Right downtown. All right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, some good restaurants right around there. Okay.
Uptown, all that right there. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm familiar. All right, well, you enjoy. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Giddy up.
All right. Oh, look at that. Hey, Hickey, we got a real fan. How about that?
A real fan who can name the quarterback. Adrian Martinez. Okay, now we're talking about some names.
Was that the coach or the quarterback?
Quarterback.
Oh, he said it was the QB.
Had some explosive plays at Nebraska. Finished his career at Kansas State. Made some nice plays. Beat Oklahoma.
Oh, my God. Wow.
So, star-studded. I take back what I said an hour ago.
Wow. He said this is the U.S. He said poor social media.
Well, he's not wrong about that.
Hold on. It's jumping out here. They love what is it now? They love the UFL in Birmingham. Because now we got Anthony here as well. 855-212-4227. Spring football is here for everybody. Anthony, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on with you?
Hey, I'm not going to speak on the UFL or USFL, but I
you're not a fan?
I'm from Dallas,
Hold on. Anthony, wait.
Arlington Renegades.
Anthony, wait a second. You're not a fan at all of the UFL at all?
I mean, it's on TV here, and they support it here really big, but I wouldn't watch it unless it's on TV.
Okay. You just said it's on TV, so why are you not watching it?
Well, I mean, if I'm out and about, it's on TV. It's not what's going to be right on my TV at home.
Okay. I think I understand how that works. Okay, go on. What else you got?
So I was wondering what you think about the Mavs Clippers outside of Luka, Kai, of course, and Kawhi. Who do you think is the role player that's really going to turn that series? Being a Mavs fan,
Russell Westbrook.
I've done this so many times.
Russell,
you think so?
Russell Westbrook. But all things considered, am I supposed to trust that the Los Angeles Clippers are going to do anything? Am I supposed to believe that Kawhi Leonard, who's missed, like, what, the last 8-9 games and has a busted knee and has a history of knee issues, am I supposed to give a damn about anything with the Clippers? I don't.
How many games do you think it takes?
I don't know. You got a 7-game series. I think the Mavs will probably take care of them. I'd be shocked if it goes 7, so let's just say 6. I don't think it's that even. If there's no Kawhi Leonard out there, what am I supposed to think? That Paul George and Westbrook plays out of his mind, I'm supposed to trust the other guy with the beard? Like, what am I supposed to do? Yeah, I don't trust them.
Well, I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to buy tickets to fly home. So I'm figuring out game 3 or 4 or wait till a game 6.
You're asking me for advice as to whether or not you want to fly to Dallas.
No, I'm going for game 3 automatically, but I'm going to see if, regardless, I want to see. But, no, all right. I appreciate you taking my call. But
no
problem,
Anthony. Hey, good luck to your Dallas Mavericks, okay?
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
Go Stallions. Go Birmingham Stallions, right?
I guess.
Okay. All right. Well, there's one guy who doesn't give a damn about the UFL, Hickey. So there we have it, right?
Did you hear that at the end, though? Did he say giddy up? Is that their...
Is that
what the last caller said, right? Is that their catchphrase?
One of our callers said that. No. Did I just say that?
I think they both just did.
Giddy up? I said go Stallions. They said giddy up.
That sounds like a fan to me.
You know, it don't take long for me to drive from Atlanta to Birmingham. I'm not going, though. I am not going. No thanks. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I mean, a week away from the NFL draft, I didn't think that we'd be getting UFL calls. People are passionate about it. I understand you're a fan. Like, I love football too. I don't want to watch. I don't know who the hell these guys are. They're not the best. I want to watch the best of the best. Why do you think people are tuning in to see Caitlin Clark? Because she's the best of the best. Nobody cares. Sorry, my apologies. Their fans care, their families care, their parents care. And there's nothing wrong with that. I hope that they all reach the heights that they want to achieve. I hope they go the places that they want to go. I just don't got no interest. I don't have to be invested in somebody else's success when I don't know them. This is entertainment for me. It's also business for me. It's talking about sports. I'm just not interested. Let's put it this way. If everybody in America cared about the UFL, I'd be sitting here on Monday talking about the UFL. But the fact is, people don't. Will it get there one day? Maybe. Look, if they brought back He Hate Me, then maybe I'd watch. If the UFL had funky names, like, I couldn't even think of another one. If the UFL had players like named Snake and Mohawk and, I don't know, Battle Cry, I could probably go into my grave. Not that I'm trying to jump in anytime soon. I don't know if I've ever heard of a better nickname in sports, right? Hickey, He Hate Me? Remember He Hate Me?
I don't.
You don't remember He Hate Me from the XFL?
I did not watch the... I don't even know if I was alive for the XFL.
Oh, my God. Okay, then maybe.
I know the jersey is 30, right?
He Hate Me?
Yeah, number 30.
I don't remember the number. I just remember the name. like that the name is, and I think the guy's name was Rod something or another. He played in the NFL for a little bit. He hate me.
Who is
yeah,
he?
Yeah, Rod Smart. Yeah. Yeah, I remember Rod Smart. He hate me. Great name. 855-212-4227. David is calling from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. What's up, David?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. I was I love hopping in my car and just, you know, it's 9 p.m. here in Toronto. And, you know, hearing the JR Sport Brief coming through my radio on my car. But I had to call you because I was about to tweet you and as you played the Brandon Bean comments. And for a second, I thought you were taking his comments seriously. And then right after you said, you know, basically that's a smokescreen. So just had to call, and I hope it is, because if it's not, you know, people in Buffalo are in a little bit of trouble, because, you know, I've been waiting for Brandon Bean and that organization to draft a receiver for 2-3 years, even with Gabe Davis, and he's gone and Diggs is gone. You know, they're not walking the season with Curtis Samuel, Shakir. You know, they're good players, but you know, they got to get one or two pieces in the draft and sign someone. So up in Buffalo, like, we call it the wide receiver train. And, yeah, I just thought I'd call you because you kind of picked up that Brandon Bean is just putting up a big smoke screen and trying to get an advantage. So,
David, you thought that I was going to be flim-flam? You've been listening. How long have you been listening to me, David?
At least 5 years, if not more.
You've been listening to me on. Well, I've only been here on CBS for 4 years. I've been on the radio.
Well, I listen to you through WGR out of Buffalo through Odyssey, so I get you on the airwaves on 550. So.
Well, that's great, but I've been here for 4 years, and I was in New York for. I started in New York in 2018, and then I did hip hop radio and sports here in Atlanta. And they said, "Here, take a national show," and I said, "Yeah, of course I'll do it. I'll do what the hell I want." But besides that. Come on, man.
It's been at least 4 years.
Thank you. But you know, I'm not going to get flim-flammed by some stupid comments by a general manager. I don't believe what the hell he says. But I appreciate you, David.
You know better.
Yeah, thank you for listening, man. What's the weather up there like right now?
Yeah, the trees are just starting to bloom. I heard you up in talking to someone in Michigan who didn't know the quarterback name of his favorite UFL team or XFL. I don't know, but... It's good weather up here. It's about 10 degrees Celsius, about 50 Fahrenheit, so we're getting there.
Okay, that weather sucks, David. All right, enjoy it, okay? Happy spring.
Yeah, you too. Take care, JR. Thanks. Right,
thank you so much. Yeah, that's 50? Maybe late at night. It was 85 today. I didn't know what to do with myself outside. I walked to the studio today. It was nice. 855-212-4227. We got Matt calling from Green Bay. I know the weather's not good up there either. What's up, Matt?
Hey, JR. Yeah, it's 50 degrees.
Exciting.
Gotta love it.
Yeah, exciting. What's up?
Well, first off, not a UFL fan, but I am going to an arena football game tomorrow, the Green Bay Blizzard. So
excuse me. Whoa. Wait. Arena football? We still do that?
Fundraiser for my kids' school.
Oh, wait. What's a fun? Wait, the arena league is a fundraiser for your school, or you're taking your kids to the game?
I'm taking my kids to the game. They're having a special fundraising night for my kids' school at the Green Bay Blizzard game.
Okay. What colors do the Green Bay Blizzards wear? What colors do they wear?
Green and white.
Green and white?
I think.
Okay. Anyway, what else you got?
I was calling you about the draft. So the record for offensive players being drafted is 19. This year, Vegas has the over-under on it at 21.5.
Right.
Do you think that is just talent warranted, or do you think that's because NFL offenses struggled a bit last year and there's kind of an overcorrection?
I think it's because the NFL just flattened period is more predicated on offense than ever before. I think when you look at, and I think it's probably weighted when it comes down to quarterbacks. I don't think anybody's looking at a running back that's going to go. There is so much value on offense right now, identifying someone who can throw the football, identifying individuals who can protect the quarterback, and then you think about all of the wide receivers that are available. Everybody from Neighbors to Odunze, Marvin Harrison's kid. And that's the tip of the iceberg. So I think that's why people want to score. And then the next thing you want to do is get somebody who can stop the quarterback. And so, yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if it was not necessarily exactly three quarters offense in the first round, but it's going to be majority. Can't win if you don't score, Matt, right?
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, if you can't stop anybody, there's going to be too much scoring.
Well, listen, man, going to the days where we got guys or teams winning games 3-0, so you got to put some points on the board. You got to find somebody who could do it, my man. All right. Thank you, Matt. I got to hit the break.
You.
No problem. Matt had to think about what he wanted to do. I'm like, we got to do something. It's the radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, offensive linemen, they going to be a lot of them drafted in the first round. When we come back from break, we're going to hear from an offensive lineman who was a champion. He was so much of a champion that he's reckless with his championship ring. I'll explain on the other side. I'll get some more of your calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps. Thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4227.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, right before we went to break, and we went through a lot tonight. NFL draft, talked some NBA basketball, talked about Caitlin Clark. All these people complaining their asses off about who deserves a shoe deal. Ain't nobody making money like her. It's like saying every actor needs to make as much money as The Rock. Now, I haven't seen any of his silly-ass movies, but he's box office. He makes the money. You can't be some, you know, Academy Award-winning actor and then complain about The Rock making money, right? I don't know. You could be good at what you do. What's for one person ain't for everybody else. Caitlin Clark is it. Stop complaining. I hope Caitlin Clark goes into the WNBA. And not that I'm expecting it out of the gate, but I hope she busts everybody's you-know-what. I would love to see it. Love to. I want competition. Women's basketball is on the rise. Thank you so much. We got a lot of callers here. Let's get to the phone lines, and then I'll tell you about a ridiculous NFL champion who lost his championship ring. Let's go to Alan. Alan is calling from Kentucky. Alan, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, what's up, JR? Thank you. I love your attitude.
Thank you. What's going on?
First off, I'm glad Cal's out of University of Kentucky. Dear God, what a mess. Anyway,
well,
I want to ask you questions about Miami Dolphins in the NFL draft. Where do you think they're going to go? And I know they lost Christian Wilkins and Van Ginkle at linebacker. And Mike Hunt, I think he was PFF's fifth-rated guard in the NFL. So I'd just like to hang up and listen and see what you think they're going to go in the draft. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much, Alan, for calling from Kentucky. I think they do need to go ahead and pick up on some defense. You talked about Christian Wilkins, who's now a member of the Las Vegas Raiders. I'll tell you what the Dolphins need the most. The Dolphins need a quarterback who's not afraid of 30-degree temperatures. I wish I was telling you a lie. I don't give a damn what they do with the Dolphins. Tua Tagovailoa showed me enough last year taking on Kansas City where I got no faith in him. And I know they're going to give him an extension. They pretty much have no choice but to do so. But I'm done with the Miami Dolphins. My apologies to all my folks and friends and listeners and friends in Miami. I got nothing. Your star player, your superstar player is getting off of a bus in cold weather, and he's wearing a beanie and a scarf and a parka, and he brought his own igloo to protect himself from the elements. Like, I'm supposed to look at that guy and feel good about him? I got to be honest. I got zero confidence in the Dolphins. None. To do any, to win a championship, I don't have any. I don't think they can build towards that. And if Tua Tagovailoa, God bless him, Tua can come back from concussions and injuries and ripped up legs and hips, he can do all of that. If he comes back from looking like a frozen, you know what, a popsicle, that's the word. If he comes back from looking like a frozen popsicle, that will be equally as impressive. Hickey, are you high or low on the Dolphins in any capacity?
High in the sense that they can make the playoffs next year. Low in the sense that they'll do anything once they get into the playoffs. I'm with you. I don't trust Tua. Forget the cold. I don't just trust him in a big game. He is not a big game quarterback whatsoever. So they have enough talent to make the playoffs. Nothing from there.
Yeah, I got no hope. And that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, you can go to the playoffs, make it as a wild card. They got to compete with the Buffalo Bills and those crazy-ass New York Jets in the AFC East. But outside of making the playoffs, what are the Dolphins going to do? Nothing. Nothing. Sorry. My apologies. Sorry, not sorry. 855-212-4227. Who the heck is this? We got Dan from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Dan?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. I was listening to you Saturday on the fan.
In New York City?
What?
In New York City?
Yeah, I listened to you on the Odyssey, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Thank you for listening to me.
Yeah. All them guys are complaining about all these players being hurt, yeah. Injuries and sports and that. Do you really think that maybe these players aren't cross-training enough? And I realize that throwing a baseball is the most unorthodox thing there is for your body. But this games have gotten so fast. The injuries are just keep piling up and piling up.
Yeah. When you talk about, you mean like playing other sports?
Right, right.
I think so. Because you put stress on one particular or multiple body parts that are kind of in line with that sport. So in pitching, yeah, if you're only playing baseball and you're a pitcher and you don't take time to, I don't know, shoot a basketball, you put less stress on your arm. I think absolutely. If you're playing basketball and then, you know, you're running up and down the court every day for the whole year and you don't take a break to, I don't know, play volleyball. It's just specialization. Yeah, they specialize in sports too early, without a shadow of a doubt, because it leads to overuse.
Yeah, I see younger athletes nowadays, they get about 14, 15. They see they're better at one sport than the other, and they'll just stick with that. You know,
right.
they go up, and I don't know if that has something to do with it or not.
I think it does, and I don't got to be a doctor. I think there's common sense to that. That's just life, okay? Dan, it's too much of a good thing is bad for you. That's what they say, right?
You got it, JR. Thanks so much. Have a good night, man.
You too, Dan. Thank you for calling from Wisconsin. Hey, that's cool. Cross-pollinization. He's listening to me. It don't matter if I'm here talking to the country or New York. Good on Dan. I appreciate that. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Phone lines are open, 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, of course, I'm going to tell you about a few things that took place this day in sports history. I'm going to get some more of your calls. I'm going to let you hear from the Super Bowl champion that does not have a Super Bowl championship ring. And then, again, thank you for DeMar Hamlin for coming through and joining us.
JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4227.
The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We've had a busy, busy show. If you've missed a minute or a second of it, you hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I'm here every single weekday for 4 hours. That means Monday through Friday, this show gets started at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can listen on the free Odyssey app anytime. You can hit pause, rewind. If you're listening on your local affiliate, yeah, you can't hit no damn rewind button. But the Odyssey app always has you set up on the Infinity Sports Network. Me, you can find me on the internet. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. The number is 855-212-4227. In a little bit before we roll out of here, I'm going to share with you, obviously, a few things that took place this day in sports history. But before we went to break, we talked about Caitlin Clark and we talked some football and people are asking about the draft and what have you. And then even I was asked about the Miami Dolphins and what they need. And outside of a new quarterback who isn't afraid of the snow and the cold, everybody needs some offensive line help. Everybody needs somebody to actually go out there and protect the quarterback. Well, for years, there was no one better than Jason Kelce, who is a Super Bowl champion. Thank God he beat Tom Brady. That was nice of him. He almost had another one. We know it didn't work out for the Philadelphia Eagles with Mr. Hurts leading the way. The Chiefs beat him. And now we know that he's retired. And so what do you do when you're retired? You sit around and you tell dumbass stories. Well, in his case, with his podcast with his brother, they were pretty much doing that before he retired. But now he's spilling more of the beans. Like Jason Kelce letting everybody know that, hey, I got a Super Bowl ring. Or I had a Super Bowl ring. Listen to this champion detail how he lost a valuable piece of jewelry on his New Heights podcast.
It doesn't matter where I put it. I can put it wherever I want as long as I know where it's at. And I knew where it was at. Somebody at some point messed with my Super Bowl ring, which I'm fine with. I mean, it's just a hunk of metal. I'll just have another one made, I think. They can do that, right?
I don't know, Jason. Probably.
I guess we're going to find out.
This is so ridiculous.
Greg got a metal detector, which I don't know if...
Kids, if you're watching at home, do not do what Jason's doing. Don't do this.
Greg, the metal detector doesn't work. He didn't know this, but there's actually metal in Skyline Chili. There's traces of iron within the chili itself. So it's an impossible task to try and use a metal detector.
That's so good.
There's probably lead as well in there somewhere. We have still yet to find it. All of this stuff has been thrown away, so I think we can safely assume that my Super Bowl ring is now in a landfill someplace in the Cincinnati tri-state area.
This man lost his Super Bowl ring in Skyline Chili?
Yes. Did you see how it happened?
He was stirring it around, right?
Oh, no. They had a live show in Cincinnati. And I guess it was like some sort of jocks versus kind of like a bros versus Joes knockoff. And I believe the challenge was there's like three or four inflatable kiddie pools filled to the brim of Skyline Chili.
Oh, my God. It's disgusting.
Just very disgusting. In one of those pools, I guess, is a sock. Inside the sock contained Jason Kelce's Super Bowl ring. I don't know why they chose that as basically the needle in a haystack. Go find it. But that was what was chosen to find, to go be found. And lo and behold, no one found the ring.
Wait a minute. He put his Super Bowl ring up as a gimmick?
Yes.
For a promotion?
Yes.
Now.
And it's gone.
That's got to be, I don't want to say that's the epitome of rich people, you know what. But you don't care about your Super Bowl ring that you put it up as a gimmick? This has to be a joke. Like, it can't be the real Super Bowl ring. It can't be the real ring. This has to be some gimmicked ring. The real ring is at home, hidden away in the case or whatever. And this was some BS ring this can't be his real ring, man. Come on.
I hope you're right. I mean, I would think that would be your most cherished possession in terms of if you won a Super Bowl, like, the ring I would care more about than like the jersey I wore in the game or something like that. So I wouldn't want to just willy-nilly throw it around. But I guess in Jason Kelce's mind, hey, as he called it himself, just like Rob Manfred refers to the World Series trophy.
A piece of junk?
Just a hunk of metal. That's all it is. Metal.
Wow. Well, I mean, I guess when you're Jason Kelce, you could just have a new one made, right? Not that difficult.
With how many diamonds? I mean, a hunk of metal, by the way.
I don't
million.
Know.
How many people are in the dump right now searching for that? You could resell
no.
that for a...
Nobody's looking for this.
You don't think? Oh, you find
when was
that?
How long ago was this?
I want to say over the weekend.
Oh, so this was a couple of days ago.
I believe, but I'm not a million percent sure. There's got to be at least one person. You find, like, how much could you resell Jason Kelce's lost Super Bowl ring with all the diamonds and all, like, the fancy stuff that goes onto a ring? We're talking, you know, five figures?
Typically, when trash gets thrown out, it moves. Like, it's not staying in one place. You got a short amount of time before you can just say, oh, the garbage truck picked it up. Oh, it went to the facility. You only got a couple of hours before that trash gets moved to wherever the hell it's going. It doesn't just stand in one place. So unless somebody got their hands on it, like, early on, or identified that, hey, I know that it's still here, but we haven't found it. If it took some traveling, if it went a ways, it's gone, man. It's gone.
Wow. Gone. All right. Well, missed opportunity for someone, I guess.
We'll see. I just find it to be that's a dumbass promotion. There has to be more that meets the eye there, but hey, you got the money, you go ahead and you do it. It's just the way that the world works. 855-212-4227. Larry is calling from Baltimore. Hey, Larry, what's up? You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on with you?
Hey, JR, what's going on, buddy, man? I love how you're breaking it down out here tonight.
What's up?
Hey, I want to talk a little Ravens, man. I talk about Derrick Henry coming here. How you think this offense will fare in this AFC North?
Well, obviously, you bring in a future Hall of Fame running back. It don't matter how much more tread he got on the tires. I think he has enough. He should spell Lamar Jackson from absorbing some of the punishment. And I think that's the benefit of having him out there. Obviously, they still have some work to do when it comes to wide receiver. But we know their rushing attack is always number one year to year. And I'm not going to expect that to be anything different if Lamar and Derek are healthy. So this is a little bit of a boost for the longevity of Lamar Jackson, especially when we get late in the season.
Yes, sir. And do you think that will open this play-action game up as well if they're running the ball like that and these defenses stacking these boxes out there?
Well, we've seen Lamar Jackson improve as a passer. What Zay Flowers does in his second year, you would think that he would improve. I mean, they've needed somebody to step up. Instead of him just relying on Mark Andrews straight up the middle, they need somebody else to step up. And maybe that will be Zay Flowers, but they've been snake-bitten with injuries over the past few years. It doesn't matter if it's their running backs or Lamar Jackson himself, the wide receivers. Somehow, some way, somebody always goes down for the Ravens. They'll win their 10-12 games and get to the postseason, but it really boils down to health, and they've been cursed in that regard. Maybe they can get it done. I mean, they're about due, Larry. Let's see if it happens, okay?
No doubt. I love it, JR. Thanks a lot, buddy.
All right, thank you, Larry, for calling from Baltimore. Listen, folks, there's a lot going on in the world. It's time to take a look at a few things that took place this day in sports history. Today is April 18th.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Anyway, this day, April 18th, we can talk about a few things. Let's go back to 1966, where Bill Russell became the first black coach in the NBA. That's right. He was a player coach. He picked up two more championships out of his grand total of 11. Bill Russell, first black coach this day, April 18th. Let's keep things moving. Let's fast forward. 1995, a man named Joe Montana, another big-time champion. He decided to retire in San Francisco. Called it a wrap. We know he ended in Kansas City, but his press conference took place out in the Bay. Let's listen to a part of Joe Montana's retirement speech.
My dream, in like most dreams, whether you want to or not, you end up waking up. And this is like the wake-up call for me. It's time for me to move on, call it. call it a day from the NFL.
Yeah, well, Bill Russell had 11 titles. Joe Montana had 4. Let's fast forward some more. Because in 1999, a guy named the Great One had his jersey retired league-wide, playing for the New York Rangers, losing to Pittsburgh 2-1 in overtime. Wayne Gretzky had an assist in what would ultimately be his final game this day, April 18th in 1999. This is before the final game of his career. Wayne Gretzky just told everybody, hey, it's the right time. This is what he told Hockey Night in Canada.
It's a hard day because I know it's the right time, so I'm happy I'm leaving. But it's been my whole life, and I'm sad that this is going to be my last game. And I've just loved my 21 years of professional hockey, everything I have in my life, out of the NHL. And a lot of ways I'm happy it's over.
Yeah, Wayne Gretzky's final game in 1999. Oh, he got titles too. Bill Russell got 11. Joe Montana got 4. Wayne Gretzky, he got 4 too. And there's another guy. How could this man not have titles? Because the year? Well, damn it. The year before then, there was a man selected first in the draft. This day, April 18th, his name is Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning himself, he got 2 championships. We hear enough of Peyton Manning. We don't need to hear about his ass now. He's on ESPN. Hickey, how often is he on ESPN? Like every day? Feels like?
Him or the company, some part of it. Omaha Productions all over the place.
Yeah, it's like, oh, Bill Belichick is going to do something with Peyton Manning. We don't need to hear from him. It's shout outs to all the champions who had some amazing accomplishments this day, April 18th. Bill Russell becoming the first black coach. Joe Montana retiring. Wayne Gretzky's final game and Peyton Manning starting his career back in 1998, drafted by those Colts. Listen, folks, the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. It's a wrap. Thank you so much to Damar Hamlin for joining us. Okay, if you missed the conversation, you missed the interview, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app and you can listen to our convo that we had with Damar Hamlin. We talked about Caitlin Clark. We talked about some NBA basketball. We talked some NFL draft. We talked some trades, some prospects. And tomorrow, we got it all. We got some stupid NBA play-in games tomorrow between loser 8th seeds. We'll get into it. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in. And thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. More importantly, thank you to all of the listeners. There is no show, there is no us without you. The JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network is done. Don't move. Don't leave. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you, Hickey.